Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning the sugya of Shava Kesef Kekesef. Leschus Shmuel Alexander ben Echagitl, Avram Mordechai ben Echagitl, Simcha ben Echagitl, Gil Shoshana Bas Nechagitl, and Chanaliba Bas Nechagitl. They should all have Baracha v'Hatzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yideim. We're basing ourselves in the Sefer Dvar HaMelech, which is a collection of the Shiurim Klaliim of Hagon HaTzadik of Beryl Kreuzer Zecher Tzadik Livracha Kedushin Simen Aleph. We learn in Maseches Kedushin Ish and Iknes B'Shalosh Drachim B'Kesef B'Shtar U'B'Biyah B'Kesef B'Shayim Yom B'Dinah U'B'Shav B'Dinah U'B'Zhilom B'Pruta U'B'Shav B'Pruta. So how much is money? Beis Hillel says dinner and Shav B'Dinah. Beis Hillel says Pruta and Shav B'Pruta. Beis Shammai says dinner V'Shav B'Dinah. And the Gemara says that Kinyan Kesef in Kedusha Isha is learned Kicha Kicha from Stei Ephron. Just like a Sad is acquired with Kesef, so to an Isha is acquired with Kesef. So the Choritz Mashma that the Kinyan Kesef of Sad and Isha are the same in all the Pratim. However, we're going to explain that the essence of Kinyan Kesef of Isha is not learned from the essence of Kinyan Kesef of Sad. There's a distinction, fundamental distinction between them. Not only that, we're going to see that Beis Shammai's Hillel are not just arguing on how much one needs to give a woman in order to marry her, but they're also arguing about the muhus, the essence of the kinyan. Teisvis, Dibra Maskel Beis Shammai and Beis Amar Aleph write, B'Meseches Edgius Tani Gabe Kule Beis Shammai V'Chumre Beis Hillel. In Edgius, we learn this with respect to the kulas of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is Mekel here, and Beis Hillel is Machmir. Why is Beis Shammai Mekel and Beis Hillel Machmir? Very simple. Because according to Beis Shammai, if you give a pruta, he's Mekel, and he says they're not married. The Chumras say they're married. And then the Chumras is Beis Hillel, because he says even a small amount like a pruta makes her married, makes her usher to the whole world. Isaac Tesvis. There is a case where Beis Shammai would be Machmir, Beis Hillel would be Mekel. And that is, she's makabel kedushin from a second person, from the first person a pruta, from the second person a dinner. According to Beis Shammai, she's married to the second person. It's a chumra. Miulav lahachi mitchel. That wasn't the question in the Beis Medrash. We weren't talking about where she's makabel kedushin from a second person. We're only talking about she's makabel kedushin from one person. Frek the Pnei Yoshua, that we find later on that if he's makadesher with a date, not on a date, but with a date, but tomorrow, she's Mekudeshes. Why? Because we're a Choshesh, Shema, Shava Pruta, B'Modai. Because maybe it's worth a Pruta in Modai. And therefore, if he's Mekadesher with a Tamar, even though it's not worth a Shava Pruta here, but maybe in Modai, it is worth a Shava Pruta. So we should also say that according to Beis Shammai, if he was Mekadesher with Pachas Mishava dinner, she's Mekudeshes. Why? Because Chayshinan Shema Shava Pruta B'Modai. Or better, Shema Shava dinner B'Modai. Kumtois, that if she doesn't accept Kedushin for another man, there's no difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel at all. Because according to everybody, she needs a get. Beis Shammai b'teiras safek. Because maybe it's worth a shava pruta in Madai, a shava dinner in Madai, and Beis Hillel b'teiras vadai. Because it's definitely worth a shava pruta here. So if she's just Mekudeshes, if she just tries to be married, or the first man tries to be married, even Beis Shammai would agree that she needs a get, Shema Shava Pruta B'Madai. So if we're talking about a Pruta Mamish, then there's nothing to talk about. Then Beis, a Pruta is worth a Pruta here, and it's worth a Pruta there. But if it's something that's Shava Kesef, then even Beis Shammai says, Misafik, you need a get, Shema Shabbat Dinner B'Madai. And therefore, we must say that it's talking about where she was Makabel Kedushin from a second person. According to Beis Shammai, she needs a get from both of them at Misafik. Because maybe the first one is Shabbat Dinner B'Madai. And maybe it isn't, she's married to the second guy, so she needs a get from both of them. And Beis Hillel says that she only needs a get from the first man and not from the second man. If it's definitely worth a pruta here. So if he's a Makadisha with a pruta here, they're married. And then if he's Mekadisher again, another man, is Mekadisher a second time, she's definitely not married to the second one. So she only needs a get from the first one. But in such an instance, Beis Shammai would say she needs a get from both of them. Because the first one is Misafik. Maybe it's Shavah Dinner and Madai. Or maybe Taka, she's married to the second guy who gave her Shavah Dinner here. So according to Beis Shammai, she needs to get from both. According to Beis Hillel, she only needs to get from the first guy, because the second guy's kedushin wasn't tofes at all. Lefizeh, we have to be talking about where she's makabel kedushin from a second guy, because the first, she's only makabel kedushin from one guy. There's no nafkamina between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. She needs to get from both of them. And according to that, this, that she's makabel from the second guy, who's lechumra? Beis Shammai. Why is Beis Shammai lechumra? Because she needs to get from both of them. Because when she got the pruta, shava pruta, here from the first guy, maybe it's shava dinner and madai. She needs to get from him, misafek, and then from the second guy, she also needs to get. So, how can you put it in the Mishnah, mikule beis shamai, when it's really a chumra beis shamai? And for the Pnei Yoshua, that's really, they're only arguing about when one guy was makadisha. And nevertheless, there's an afkamina between beis shamai and beis hillel. Because she's Mekudeshes, Bepachas Mishavah Dinner, and then she has Bia with another man, according to Beis Hillel, she's Chayav Misa, because she's a Vade Eshazish. According to Beis Shammai, she's only a Savag Eshazish, she's Pturimi Misa, and now it's very good that it's included in the Mishnah of Mikule Beis Shammai and Chumre Beis Hillel. Because it's taka kula for Beis Shammai, out the chi of Misa. Not going to be chayav Misa only according to Beis Hillel. Should be chayav Misa because Beis Shammai is only a suffix Shema Shavah Dinner B'Madai. So you're not going to kill her based on that suffix. And according to Beis Hillel, since it's Vade Shavah Pruta here, she's going to die. Ad kan hanituach hanifla shel Baal HaPnei Yoshua. And it's well known, the Machlokas Rishonim, if we know for sure that it's Shavah Pruta and Madai, is she Mekudeshes Min HaTorah, or is she not Mekudeshes Min HaTorah? The Ran says that if we know it's Shavah Pruta and Madai, she's Mekudeshes Min HaTorah, because there's a place in the world that it's Shavah Pruta. And the Ran explains that really, even less than a Shavah Pruta, if she says L'diti Shavah Li, it should be Kedushin Gemurim, since the woman is masking to be makna herself for this. But since you can't make it into money, it's not mammon less than a shavah pruta. It's afra ba'alma, therefore she's not mekudeshes. Dafka in the case of Kahana, where he took the turban for Pidyon HaBen, there you could say ladidi shavali, because you have kesef and it's just missing the shear, so your ladidi shavali can make it into a shear. But if it's not a shavah pruta, your ladidi shavali can't create kesef out of non-kesef. So if it's Shavah Pruta and Madai, she's Mekudeshes Min HaTorah. The Rambam also holds that way. And therefore, if you're Choshesh, that it's Shavah Pruta and Madai, there's a Choshesh D'Oraisa. However, there are other Rishonim who argue with this, and they hold that even if we know for sure that it's a Shabbat Putin Madai, she's not Mekudeshes Min HaTorah, because Ein LeHekdesh Ela Makona V'Shaita. Hekdesh only has its time and place, and therefore it's not considered Shabbat, it's not a Shabbat Putin here, and therefore she's not married. Min Doraisa. This is Norach Shash Derabana. It's only Shash Derabana Mishum Xeris HaRon, because somebody's going to see that she's married with his date, and he's that she's not married. And he knows that in his town it's worth a pruta. So he's going to say, ah, you can't marry a woman with a pruta. So that's Xeris HaRon. Now, according to this Shita, the Pnei Yoshua doesn't have his kasha, because Dafka by Shavu Pruta were Choshi Shemit Shavu Pruta b'Madai because of Xeris HaRoim. But at dinner, we're not Choshesh for Xeris HaRoim. Why? Because the reason of Eishamai is that girls shouldn't be Hefker. So therefore, he made a Mechubatik Asam of a dinner to marry a woman. And since here it's not worth a dinner, if we say that, oh, and maybe elsewhere it is worth a dinner, then it erodes the entire takana. The entire takana is that Benosil should be hefker, and they would again be hefker, because you'd always say, okay, here it's not worth a dinner, but maybe somewhere else it is. And therefore Chacham didn't want to be choshesh for Xeris HaRoim. So the whole question of Pnei Yeshua is predicated on the premise that there's a chashash Hashem Hashav a dinner b'madai. But according to the din of Xeris HaRoim, according to that mahalach, we're not choshesh that it's worth a dinner in Madai. As we explained, because the whole din is Xeris HaRoim. Because the whole din of Beis Shammai is Shelo Yu Benos Yisrael Hefker. And if we're always choshesh that somewhere else is worth, it's worth the proper, the correct amount, then once again the girls are going to be Hefker. So therefore don't say that if she's, no matter what she's makabel here, she's always going to be married, both according to Beisham Beisila, because if Shem Hashav a dinner b'madai, pruta and dinner b'madai, it's not true. Because Beisham doesn't hold of Shem Hashav a dinner b'madai. So according to this, we have a big nafkamina between the Shita Beisham and Beisila. Like Abed Chashash of Shem Hashav a pruta b'madai. According to Beisila, we're choshish that it's a pruta and madai. According to Beisham, we're not choshish that it's a dinner and madai. But according to the Rambam and the Ran that we brought earlier, that it's Chashash Doraisa, apparently we can't be mechalek between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, because even according to Beis Shammai, we are choshesh that it's Shavah Dinner and Madai, because it's a Din Doraisa. And if it's worth this somewhere else, then it also counts here. So that is L'chora, a big nafkamina, whether it's Doraisa or Rabbanan. If it's the Rabbanan, according to Beis Shammai, you're not Choshesh. Shelo Yibnos Yisrael Kehefker. And if it's Doraisa, Beis Shammai is Choshesh. As we explained at length, that if you're concerned with the Chashash, that it's Shabbat Din or somewhere else, then Yibnos Yisrael is going to be Hefker. You can marry them for anything. Frek Teisvis, in Dibar Maskel Bepruta. Vim Toimar, Minolan de Shava Kesef Ke Kesef. Dola Kaman Mabayle Kraga, Beyevit Ivri Yashi Lerabo Shava Kesef Ke Kesef. How do we know, says Tosvis, that Shava Kesef is Ke Kesef? Later on, we need a Pasuk Beyevit Ivri. The Fian Yashiv Gulaso. So the word Yashiv is Marbe. Shava Kesef Ke Kesef. So how do you know by marriage Shava Kesef is Ke Kesef? And for Teisvis, that we learn from Evit Ivri. So first of all, we have to be daik. Why didn't Tosis ask this kasha? Why didn't Tosis ask this kasha according to Beis Shammai? Tosis only asked according to Beis Hillel. Should have asked on Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai came first in the Mishnah. So Mel should have said, how do we know Shabbat Kesef is Kekesef? Not on Bepruta, not on Dibur Maskel Bepruta, on Beis Hillel, but on Beis Shammai. Noch Akasha. Originally, what did Tosis hold? Originally, they said, you can learn from Evid Ivri. And then they said, you can learn from Evid Ivri. What changed? And now Yehoshua asks, why didn't Tosis ask their kasha only in Kedushin? Why did Tosis only ask with respect to Kedushin? It's mashma that mechira, it's pashut, that shava kesef is kekesef. And why is mechira different than Kedushin? Kedushin, you need a pasuk that shava kesef is kekesef. Mashen came be mechira. The Ritva answers kasha of Tosis otherwise. That just like you learn Kinyan Kesef from Stei Ephron, you also learn Shavu Kesef is Kekesef from Stei Ephron. You learn Kedushin like Sada. That's Mashma from this also. That Sada doesn't need a Pasuk. That Shavu Kesef is Kekesef, only Kedushin does. Why? We have a lot of questions, sweetest friends. We're hoping to answer them. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus in the third parak Halacha Aleph, Keitzad Isha Miskadeshes Im Bekesef Umekadesh Em Pachos Mipruta Kesef Ushav Pruta. So you can be Mekadesh a woman with no less than a Pruta or a Shav Pruta. Smashman that he's holding by Kedushin that Shav Kesef is Kekesef. In Hilchos Mechira, when he writes about Kinyan Kesef, he doesn't mention Shav Kesef is Kona like he writes in Hilchos Ishus. And when he writes in the fifth parak of Hilchos Mechira that Shava Kesef works, that's Dafka B'Chalipin. But Midin Kesef, we don't find that Shava Kesef is Kekesef. Rav Shach, in his Avi Ezri and Hilchos Ishus, was Mechadish in Rechinami. According to the Rambam, Shava Kesef doesn't help by Mechira like Kesef. Only by Kedusha Isha. And he says, what's the chilik between Kinyan Kesef to Isha and Kinyan Kesef of Mechira? That Kinyan Kesef, it has to be clear what the chayfetz being acquired is and what's the payment for the chayfetz. And if it's Shava Kesef, you don't know what are you paying with and what's the item being bought, because they're both Shava Kesef. So by Kinyan, there has to be, by Mechira, there has to be clear what's the object being acquired and what's the payment. Masha Ein Kein B'Kedusha Isha Vadai, the woman is the Chayfetz HaNigne and the Shava Kesef is what you're using to pay for it. So Mela, only by Kedusha Shava Kesef works Kekesef. Uplian is Gavala Uchala. There's a great Sakashi here, because later on in Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph it says in the Gemara Kishem Shein Isha Niknes Bepachos mishove pruta, kachen karka niknes bepachos mishove pruta. So you see that karka is not bought with less than a shove pruta. Mashma, more than a shove pruta, you can buy karka. Even though it's not kesef mamish, it's just shove kesef. And azoi at kepaskin to shulchan aruch, choshen mishpat, simen kuf tzadi, siv beis. Bekesef ketsa machol abayis usad the nusnol kesef shave pruta kana. So you see, shave pruta works for a field. Ram himself writes that ein karka niknes bepachos mishave pruta mashma, more than a shave pruta works. Also in the Ritva it's mashma that mechira it's pasha that shave kesef is kekesef. So from all of these sources, it would seem that the das of the Rambam is and other Rishonim that shave kesef is kesef even in other kinyanim. And not like Hagoner of Shach Zeger Tzadik Kodesh Levracha writes in his Avi Yezri that Rambam holds that Shava Kesef is Kekesef only with Kedusha, not with respect to Mechira. We also find in the second parak of Hilchos Avodim Halacha Ches that he writes Be'Eved Imkri Animkar LeYisrael, you have an Eved Ivri that sold to a Jew. So he pays him money or Shava Kesef and he goes out, and if he sold to a goy, to an akum, he pays v'gorei adamim u'meishiv ashar, so he pays back the years, the time that he didn't work. Kesef lo tvua v'lo kelim Shenamar kesef memkar b'kesef unigal miyarakum v'enu nigal b'shavik kesef. It only works for kesef and not shavik kesef. Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam learned this from Yerushalmi in the first parak of Kedushin. There it says, v'ya kesef memkar b'kesef unigal v'enu nigal lo b'tuva v'lo b'kelim. B'cholasar adavit shavik kesef kesef, v'cholasar adavit shavik kesef kesef. Normally you have shavik kesef kesef. But here, by the Eved Ivri, working for the Gagoi, there's no Shabbat Kesef Kikesef. However, how does the Rambam know this chiluk of Eved Ivri working for a Jew and Eved Ivri working for a Goy? Because the pasuk of Yashiv, that's Marba Shabbat Kesef Kikesef, is talking about somebody who sold to an Akum. Kesef Memkaro is also talking about Nimkar L'Akum. So how does the Rambam know that the Shavik Kesef Kikesef is talking Dafka, that Shavik Kesef Kikesef only works for an Eved HaNimkar LeYisrael? But if you have an Eved that's Nimkar LaAkum, you don't say Shavik Kesef Kikesef. Even though Yashiv, that's Marbe Shavik Kesef Kikesef, is talking about somebody who's Nimkar LaAkum. So how does the Rambam know that Yashiv, that Drush, is only referring to somebody who sold to a Jew? And that Kesef Mimkaro, the Dafka B'Kesef, he's Nigal and not with Shavik Kesef. That's referring to Nimkar La'akum, to somebody who sold to a Goy. So how does the Rambam know to make this Chiluk? And if it's a Svara, as far as the opposite, it's more mistabir to say that if you're sold to a Goy, Shavik Kesef should work, so you don't get mixed up with the Goyim. Tosis writes in Atzvara and Dibra Maskel Bepruta. So why does the Rambam write Lehefech? That Nimkar LeYisrael Shavik Kesef works, you're allowed to redeem yourself with Shavik Kesef, but Nimkar LeAkum it doesn't work. So these are Mesechet HaKushiyot, a whole slew of questions on the sugya. And then in the next part of the shir, we Be'ezus Hashem are going to answer them. So how exciting is that? Baruch Hashem. So this is, I think, enough to digest for now. It's permitted to listen again to the shir to get all the kashas down. And we should be Zocha Lilmodu Lamed Lishmar Balasa. So the Kaim is called Divrei Salmu Tarasa Biyahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.